大家好，我是 Anna。
And I'm Mike.
Mike. Do you like this unit gallery?
I like galleries. Galleries are places you can go and look at art.
Right.
Paintings and sculptures and things like that. Yeah. What artist are we learning about today in the A plus gallery?
我们今天要来谈谈的是一个意大利的文艺复兴的艺术家。
An Italian artist. Well, there's a lot of those. You have to give me a few more ideas. Is he alive or dead?
Dead.
He's dead? Okay. Well, that's still a lot of people.
M.
Picasso. No. He was from Spain. Monet.
Monet.
He's from France.
法国人吧。
Leonardo da Vinci.
那是 Leonardo da Vinci.
There's no M's there. Michelangelo!
Right!
Okay, the other great famous Italian artist. He lived at the same time as da Vinci, didn't he?
好像是耶。
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people say Michelangelo is one of the greatest artists in the whole history of the world. So I guess that's why he's in our gallery.
Right, so let's take a look.
Okay.
A Renaissance man.Michelangelo.
Michelangelo was an Italian Renaissance artist, poet, and engineer. He was a big influence on Western art and history. That's why the National Museum of History, Mediasphere Communications Limited, and the Casa Buonarroti.Are holding a special exhibit on Michelangelo. The Divine Michelangelo shows copies of the Statue of David and the painting on the Sistine Chapel ceiling. Casa Buonarroti also provides several original pieces. You can find out more about Michelangelo's life and poetry. The Divine Michelangelo ends on May 12th.So swing by the museum before then and learn about this Renaissance man.
Word power!
Western. Western.English is the most popular Western language in the world. English is the most popular Western language in the world. Media. Media. There are many stories today in the media about the new president. There are many stories today in the media about the new president.Provide, provide, provide, provided, provided. The teacher provided books for the class to use. The teacher provided books for the class to use. Poetry, poetry. Tom likes to read poetry about nature.Tom likes to read poetry about nature.
So,
yes, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Yes, famous Italian artist.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo, or Michelangelo, if you want to be Italian about it. Well, yes, of course, we mentioned earlier, right? He was from Italy. Anything from Italy, we use the adjective Italian. Italian food, Italian music, Italian art. He was a Renaissance...artist, poet, and engineer.
Renaissance 其实就是文艺复兴时期。Well, how will you explain that in English?
The Renaissance? The Renaissance was a period of history from about the 1400s to about the 1600s. Well, maybe if I explain what the word means. The word means rebirth.Reborn, born again. So this was a time when people in Europe were starting to look back to the Roman times, which was like more than 1,000 years ago, and saying, wow, those Romans really did some cool stuff. They made great buildings and their statues and all that stuff. So it was a rebirth of these Roman styles. These people had kind of forgotten about them and said, you know what? Those Romans really were doing some pretty cool stuff. We should try to copy them and use some of their ideas.
所以其实文艺复兴时期就是一种 rebirth, 就是一种重生的概念。要重生什么呢？重生罗马时期的那种光彩。所以当我们提到文艺复兴时期的时候啊，一定这个时候是文艺上是很多产的。比如说我们今天的这个意大利的这个 artist, 米开朗基罗。
Michelangelo.
Okay. He's an artist. He was an artist. He was a poet. He was also an engineer.
That's right. He made things. He made art, of course, but he also made machines like a lot of people at that time. He was trying different kinds of art and science, really learning a lot of this stuff that the Romans had done, but people had kind of forgotten. And of course, he was a big influence even today on Western art and history.
Right.所以其实啊，他对于西方的一些艺术跟历史呢，都相当有影响，或者是所谓的影响力。我们看到这个 influence 就是影响或影响力的意思。
That's right. When we say Western in this way, you notice there's a big W. W-E-S-T-E-R-N. W-E-S-T-E-R-N. And this is often used when talking about history and things like that, to talk about things that come from Europe, that come from North America. So when we talk about Western food, we could be talking about French, Italian, even American food, Western art, Western music, you know, jazz.And rock and roll, and we're showing that it's different from stuff from maybe Asia, which might be Eastern, or Africa, you know, places like that. So, not to say that all the art and food in Europe is the same, but it's got its own style that's different from things in other parts of the world.
Right. 所以当我们说 Western 的时候呢，这个字其实就是从 West 西边西这个方向转换过来，那么它变成一个形容词。Western 指的是西方或者是西洋的，特别指的是欧洲或者是北美。那么相对于西方的话呢，刚才麦克提到 Eastern 就指的是东方的。
Exactly. For example, English is the most popular Western language in the world.
Right.
English is the most popular Western language in the world. And I guess Spanish would probably be second.
And,
a lot of people speak Spanish, too.
What is the third?
The third? Maybe French. People in Africa still speak French in places. Yeah. But, of course, in the East, Chinese would be the most popular language in the eastern part of the world. Anyways, let's go back to Michelangelo. Why are we talking about Michelangelo? Oh, that's right. He's very famous.
Right.
He's very famous. But why are we talking about him here in Taiwan today? Well, the National Museum of History, Mediasphere Communications Limited, which is a big company, and the Casa Buonarroti are holding a special exhibit on Michelangelo.
好 Anyways, 我们现在看到两个单位。第一个单位呢就是十亿多媒体那第二个单位呢就是米开朗基罗故宫博物馆、
yeah.
那么他们现在呢 They are holding a special exhibit on Michelangelo
Right, so some of his stuff is coming here for us to see It's interesting, Buonarroti, that's his last name
Oh, really?
And casa means house
Oh,
so I guess these are the people who take care of his art today in Italy, and they're letting some of it travel around the world for a special exhibit. That's kind of like a show. We have that word media. Mediasphere Communications is a company. When we talk about media, we talk about all the different ways that we receive information.So it could be television, internet, radio, magazines, newspapers, anything like that. So you turn on to get entertained, to watch a show, to see a movie, to get news. Anything like that is media. Old media would be like a book. New media would be like Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. But we're getting information or entertainment from these places. That's media, M-E-D-I-A.
Right. 所以这个媒体 ,media, 除了电视啊广播啊，报纸啊，甚至网络现在也成为一个 media 媒体。那么媒体这个字呢，在英文当中呢，它大部分都是复数出现了。The media 指的就是整体的媒体。
That's right. For example, we could say there are many stories today in the media about the new president. There are many stories today in the media about the new president. Oh, it must be the new president of South Korea, that lady.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
南韓的那個女總統.
That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Korea's got a new president. It's a lady, so of course there's lots of news in the media about her. We mentioned exhibit when you go to a museum or an art gallery for a special show. That's an exhibit.
所以 exhibit 其实就是展览或者是展出的意思。
Okay, well, the name of this exhibit is The Divine Michelangelo. So that's the name. And it shows copies of the Statue of David、mm-hmm. and the painting on the Sistine Chapel's ceilings. These are his two most famous works of art.
Right. 所以我们看到一个形容词叫做 divine.、Mm. Divine 本来有神圣的的意思，但它有引申为天才的意思。Talented.
Yeah,、gifted. And it actually really means touched by God. It means、oh. God has blessed this person with special powers.、Oh. And some people would believe, you know, he、mm-hmm. was so talented,、mm. he must have been blessed by God. God must have said, you, bing, you shall go and make beautiful art or something like that.
Oh, 有这种意味哦。难怪我想说为什么不直接用 talented 就好。
Certainly means very special.
Yeah. Very, very special.、Mm-hmm. 好像是真的是神去指派他来做这些 artism. 所以 divine 其实就是所谓的神圣啊或者是天才的意思。
Right, and the Statue of David is that really, really tall naked man that they have in Florence in Italy.、Mm-hmm. All right, a statue is kind of art. It's an art that you can walk around. It's not a painting. It's usually made of stone or metal, and it's like 3D, so you can walk around it and see it from all different sides.、Mm-hmm.
所以 statue 其实就是雕像的意思，像我们提到的大卫像，那个像雕像就叫做 statue.
That's right.
比如说，美国的自由女神像叫做
the Statue of Liberty.
Right,、yeah. the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, and many schools in Taiwan will have a statue of Sun Yat-sen in front
now,
of the school, right?
Now.They
Colleges,、
don't.
Yeah, they do. Some of them, they
yeah,
change、
some?
It, but some、mm-hmm. of them do. Yeah,、mm. you can see statues of lots of famous people in different places, different cities around、right. the world. Back to the exhibit, Casa Buonarroti, this Italian group, also provides several original pieces.、Mm. Of course, the Statue of David is huge and expensive. They can't really bring it here in an airplane, so they have copies. But they do have some original pieces.Things that he actually painted with his own hand have been provided by、mm-hmm. the Casa Buonarroti.
Right. So provide 其实就是 offer, 就是提供的意思。Mm. 那么提供这个动词特别注意，因为它是以一结尾，所以它的过去式跟过去分词呢就直接加 d 就好啦。它的三态是 provide, provided, provided.
For example, the teacher provided books for the class to use. The teacher provided books.For the class to use. Great. So you can find out more about Michelangelo's life and his poetry.
Right.、Hmm. Poetry. You mean、yeah. poems?
That's right. Poems. Poems is a kind、mm. of writing, and it's usually kind of like making a picture using words.、Mm. So it might be about love. It might、mm-hmm. be about beauty. It might be about nature. And you read it, and it's kind of like reading the words of a song without music, right?
Right.
It's supposed to make you feel something in just a few words, because those words are just perfect. Now, a collection of poems, we call that poetry.So someone like Shakespeare was famous for his poetry.、Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, we could say Tom likes to read poetry about nature.
Poetry, 所以、yeah. poetry 其实就是诗集或者是诗这种文体的意思。
That's right, so he'll read some Wordsworth or Keats or something.、Mm-hmm. The Divine Michelangelo ends on May 12th. So swing by the museum before then and learn about this Renaissance man.
记住哦，因为五月十二号呢就要这个截止了，所以赶快顺道拜访一下吧。Swing by， 然后呢可以去多去参观一下，学习这个多才多艺的人 ，this Renaissance man。
That's right。
好，所以我们今天呢谈的是 Michelangelo。
嗯哼。
米开朗基罗。
That's right. Have you gone to see the Divine Michelangelo exhibit?
Course.
You have. Interesting.
Amazing.
I would really love to go to Italy.
You have to go there.
I would love to go there and see、uh-huh. the original pieces. I think that would just be fantastic.
That'll be expensive.
My dream holidays. No, they're in museums. You just go,、oh, you have to wait in line、
right.
for a long time.
没关系，如果你真的不能到意大利的话，记得赶快去看哦。
True.
话小聚会。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Evita， 今天要来跟大家研究一下在车站会使用到的常用句和单字。要搭车，我们首先要到达火车站 ，train station， train station， 前往 ticket hall， ticket hall， 售票大厅。去窗口购票，前往月台，你们必须要持票通过月台的闸门。Scan your ticket to pass through the gate. Scan your ticket to pass through the gate. 之后你可能会搭乘电扶梯 ，escalator， escalator， 或是电梯 ，elevator， elevator， 但是也可能是走地下道 ，underpass， underpass， 到月台 ，platform， platform。可是大家都知道月台不只是一个啊，有的要往北和要往南的，而且一个月台通常左右也都是会有车，那你怎么知道要去哪个月台搭车呢？这时候你可以询问站务人员 station staff， station staff。 例如你要去新竹，就会说哪一个月台是往新竹啊，那英文的说法就是 which platform is to 新竹， which platform is to 新竹。那火车除了 train， train 这个字要表达台湾的像是莒光号啊、自强号等等快车的英文，就用 express， express。 等火车来了， you can take the train to 新竹，搭上火车就用 take。 大家以后搭火车的时候可以多练习，看自己能不能用英文说出你看到的东西哦。
小姐、你知道 incident 是什么意思吗？
啊，简单就是车祸的意思嘛。
不是，那是 car accident、
那 incident 又是什么？
没错，很多人一看到 incident 就很容易想说，诶，它不就是这个意外的意思吗？拜托，那是 accident 啦。其实 incident 是指令人不快讨厌的事件。For example, there was an incident between the two team members because of a misunderstanding. 那两位队员之间发生了误会事件。另外，片语 without incident 常常用来表示一切顺利哦。For example, the trip went without incident. 那个旅程一切都很顺利哦。另外呢 ，accident 这个字大家相信就熟悉多啦，因为呢，我们常常在电视上是不是就会看到 car accident 就是车祸的意思，或是 serious accident 就是严重的意外，所以 accident 就是指意外的灾难。For example, many people were hurt in the accident, or the damage to the bridge caused many accidents. 另外，我们常常会在口语上用Accidents will happen or accidents happen. 字面上的意思是指会有意外发生，后来引申为天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福啊。那类似的用法我们还可以说 whatever happens, happens, 就是是福不是祸，是祸躲不过的意思啦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Incident, accident 长得很像，可是意思不同哦。大家比较熟悉的 accident 是意外的灾难事件，而 incident 就是指令人不快、讨厌的事情哦。
A Renaissance Man, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo was an Italian Renaissance artist, poet,and engineer. He was a big influence on Western art and history. That's why the National Museum of History, Mediasphere Communications Limited, and the Casa Buonarroti are holding a special exhibit on Michelangelo. The Divine Michelangelo shows copies of the Statue of David and the painting on the Sistine Chapel ceiling.Casa Buonarroti also provides several original pieces. You can find out more about Michelangelo's life and poetry. The Divine Michelangelo ends on May 12th, so swing by the museum before then and learn about this Renaissance man.
Western. Western. English is the most popular Western language in the world. English is the most popular Western language in the world. Media. Media. There are many stories today in the media about the new president. There are many stories today in the media about the new president. Provide. Provide. Provide, provided, provided. The teacher provided books for the class to use. The teacher provided books for the class to use. Poetry. Poetry. Tom likes to read poetry about nature. Tom likes to read poetry about nature.